Right, as we said, we're going to be discussing the issue that one is confronted with when being hosted by an individual or individuals that do not tovel kelim, aren't aware they're supposed to, or perhaps are aware, just think it's outdated, for whatever reason, don't tovel their kelim. So I'm going to start with a tshuva written by Rabbi Leibus, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh Levracha, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Leibus, Chuvas Beis Avi. I'm going to continue. The Shiloh was like this. This is Chelik Aleph, obviously the Yoredeah section. In the Yodea section, Simen Kuf Tes Zion. Kuf Tes Zion. A Dover Sheilaso Be'echad Shemuzman Levaker Bebase Yedido. The Hamareich Eno Nizhar Beshum Dover Hanogela Kashras. Strange. Ula Tova Saoreach, whom Mishtadela Hachin Beshvilo Dvorim Sheinalem Shash Tarfas. Alright, the person himself is not generally observant, doesn't keep kosher, but he's hosting a guest that keeps kosher. So he says, don't worry, I'm gonna go get kosher food for you. I'll make sure everything is on the up and up. Vashail hi ala kelim shilotovlam. Im mutter le'achov lishtos etzlo. Can he use the guy's kelim? He knows the food's kosher, that's not the problem. Can he use his kelim? Well, maybe he's just giving him prepared food. Pots are not part of the specific equation. Okay. If he doesn't keep kosher, pots have a different problem.
Most significant on problem. A plate that.
Yeah, he's giving you cold stuff. Plates, spoons, forks, knives, cups. Enter your favorite utensil here. Hanir lafi ani es daiti. Bizarre. Lafi masha pasuk harambam. In perek yud mihilchos mikvos. Halacha vav. The betuma kala of a suffik betvila sveiko lehakel, like the Tanakama in Resh Perik Beis and Mikvos Ayin Shah. The harei klisuda hain o mizachuchis. Now he's going to start analyzing what we have here. We have either glass or porcelain. The kolzet tfilaso rak midrabanan. Parenthetically. He says, porcelain, pasak, hagon, yavetz, dein tzarech tfila, see the shilas yavetz, and others. We'll discuss that. I think we've mentioned that here a few times in the past, that when they say, oh, China doesn't need tefila, because that's cheres, but glazed China needs tefila, that's kind of a misconception. Once upon a time, there was a kli cheres that had a glass inlay, and those types of kelim would indeed need tefillah because of the glass. But we don't really have today, b'zman hazeh, a cheres, which is mitzupa b'zechuchis. We have earthenware that is coated with some type of paint to keep the shine or to maybe seal the pores of the underlying substance. We don't have an inlay of glass. I think years ago I heard Rabbi Tendler say that they use borosilicate. Borosilicate, I guess, is some type of sand. Sand compound. Okay, but anyway, we don't have that mitzius. And that's what he's alluding to here parenthetically. V'yesh l'hakel
b'sveiko. Is he just explaining it?
I'm not sure what the point is in saying that it's borosilicate. Borosilicate glass is a type of glass, apparently. As W points out, it's resistant to thermal shock more than other common glass. But I guess it's not a sheet. What they're putting in there is not a sheet of glass. It's some type of coating.
Like a painting of that substance.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Be that as it may, back to the matter at hand. Yesh lahakel b'seiko. Ach da. Da akod the Hari Harambam Kosav Kain Rak be ochal ochlin tmein v'chadoma de ikar tumasan humi darbanan. Avo betuma darbanan sheish lo ikar menatorah sveikol hachmir, like it says in Perek Dalet of Taharos, Perek Mishnah Yidalef. The davarshu afa tumah midivrei sofrim sveikol tomei. Ayin mizeh bekesef Mishnah Hilchos Mikvos hanal. Mashikosev al divrei raive ba'asagas hosham. Memeila lefizeh betfilas kelim darov ha'poskim menatorah l'chein afilu kol zeh. Zesh whom the rabbanon beholds manchu the rabbanon ishlach mir b'safek tvi'la kmo ba'avatum the rabbanon. Okay, so now what he's saying is the following: that first maybe there's room to be mekel, then no, even in which if we're talking about tumah the rabbanon that has a makor manatorah, no, we'll have to still be machmir. Okay. All hope is not lost. Why? Because he has another story. Ach yesh lomar kevan da hamaychal shenasa ba kli b'li tvi'la eino nesar. The food's not asar. Food prepared in such a kli is not asar, like it says openly in Shulchan Aruch, kuf chaf alef tazayin in the Ramah. Rak im mutter l'harech lechol mikli zeh shenos nafan lechol. Question is, can he eat off such a plate? The food's not going to be asar, but can I use the plate, so to speak? Afal pisha kli lo shayach lahareach. It's not his. And the kli is just being borrowed, so to speak. Kamavur behedja begemara bavoda zara, daf ayin hei. She'ulun ain't sarach tevila. Aval zarach b'shoal mi nachri. That's only where you borrow a keli from a Gentile. Aval b'shoal mi Yisrael. This person just doesn't keep halacha. Doesn't make him a Gentile. A person borrows from a Jew. She'kana meyakum sarach tevila. Kevin Shabbat Lidei Chiyu Tfila Biyad Yisrael Rishon. V'chin hu Barash Sham V'chin Pasuk B'Shulchan Aruch Sifches, which we've seen already. Biram. So this kli needs Tfila. Question is your use of the kli a violation of using a kli that hasn't been told? So he writes, Biram nearly Dibarech Lo Shaykh L'Chayvo B'Tfila. We can't say that you are Chayev to Tovel your host's dishes. Kevin de'ein zeh lo she'ela v'lo schiras. It's not really borrowing, it's not renting. Ta'akli sheikh le'bala bayis. Really, the kli is the bala bayis. He's using it. He's using it by giving it to you with food on it, or by serving you. V'hu mechabed l'ha'orayach, v'hu mechabed l'ha'orayach, v'ha'maychal sheba'a kli, v'eino begeda she'ela klal. You never really borrow it. I think we saw elsewhere where someone compared this to the case of a chair. Not borrowing a chair when you sit down on a chair in your host's house. That's his use. He wants you to sit on it. And therefore, lachain, ich yitachin l'chayva b'tvila. V'kevan sh'hamacha lo ne'asar, since the food doesn't become asar, afilo l'hama'arich, ein tam l'asar l'ha'oreach. V'gam harei ha'oreach eino mishtamish b'hakli. You're not really using it. It's not, you don't have a specific interest in using that kli. As far as you're concerned, you would use a kli that's made out of paper, or you would use a kli that doesn't need tefillah for another reason. This guy wants to give it to you on this plate. That's his cheshbon. He's using it. You're not using it. That's as far as he's proposing now. All right, we'll stop here. I see there are some questions, and we'll continue with the remainder of the tshuva. Yes, we'll start with you, Debbie. Okay, after going on somewhat of a tangent, Rabbi Leibus then says, "Ulefi divarav benidon didan yesh lomar kevan deika." Maybe the kli in question, if you know, I don't know that you always have this suffix, but where you do, the efshar the nasu hakelim, but basically rosh hashanah Yisrael, maybe the kelim were really made in a Jewish factory. Even if that's true, if you live someplace other than Eretz Yisrael, chances are that it was purchased by a Gentile in the interim, right? I mean, buying it from a store that buys it from a distributor that buys it from.
If a distributor has it at any point, even those klis choras.
What?
I mean, they never really have ownership. Like the kind that they would.
Okay, so I mean, that's all going to be a question. Like, it's a good point. Maybe there's holding on to it. I don't know. But I'm just saying, in Eretz Yisrael, if something is made there, you could assume it doesn't need tefillah. In Chutz Laaretz, I don't know that that's so pasha. That's all I'm saying. The ain't tzarich tefillah.
Anywhere in Israel. That's the, right.
If you buy a becher that was made in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, I don't think you have to assume it was owned by a Gentile in the interim. Right? It went from Hatzorfim to Chaim Yossel, whatever, and then it's bought by whatever Svarim store you're buying from, whatever Judaica store you're buying from, or whatever silver store you're buying from that's owned by a Jew. Mm-hmm. They're not being bought and sold by Gentiles in the interim. But if you're buying something that happens to be married to Saul and you're getting it on Amazon, I don't think you have that same chazaka anymore. Yeah. Anyway, Lachain ain lahachmir milashtamish behem afil inema de orea harehu kishoel. So he's saying when you have a suffix as to whether or not the item was made by a Jew or was owned by a Jew, meaning never required tefillah, then you have another tzad to make. Kamosha posuk harama mishkanta dein tzarich tefillah mitam suffix rabbanan afil bekli matchos. Alright? So you have two svaras to be made. One, that you're not the Shoel, you're not the Socher, you're just, I don't know, bystander, that really the user is the Baal Bayis.
So you're,
and then you think, even if you want to contend that you are some form of a Shoel, where the Kli is in Suffolk as to whether it needed Tevila, then right. That's enough to allow you to use it, even had you been the Shoel.
Yeah, but...
And we read this tshuva in part previously, the tshuva from Rav Avadia in Yechava Dat, Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem Dalet, Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem Dalet. Hayim mutalecha v'lishdos bebatei ha'aracha o bekioskim, k'sherim b'klei suda ha'nilkochem migayim, shetu'unim tvila v'lo hitbilum. So the bulk of this tshuva, as David would say, the lion's share of this tshuva, deals with the stated shaila, eating in some type of commercial setting, but at the end of the tshuva, Rabbi Avadia says the following: Mutalecha lishtos b'kiosk, obe misada ube batei haracha, ksherim, afil kishe yodin bebirur shekli hasuda shemeshtam shemem lohut b'luba kehalacha. But if the restaurateur wants to be machmir and be tov with those kelim that are in his rishus for the benefit of the patrons, letzarach halakuchos, yat bilein below bracha. So he really holds that they probably don't need tefillah to make a bracha is questionable. However, ulam, hamitareich beveso shal chavero, in your friend's home, V'yodeya shelo hitbil asai kelim atunim tefila.
Oh gosh.
Aser lo leachol v'lishtos v'kelav ad shiat bilim. Why? Hoel v'ikar l'kichasa m'shtamish behem l'achila v'lishasiya.
So why you just sit there?
So this is essentially the, I guess, the opposite view of Rabbi Leibis. If you're an adherent of Rabbi Avadia, if you're a Talmud of Rabbi Avadia, if you're Sephardic, and you're a member of his community, I guess... you can have a problem, because that's the way he paskin. That wasn't a joke. No, I'm serious. No part of that was a joke. That was all. Just by chance, this the most recent edition of this journal that I received. It's called Or Yisrael. So in the most recent edition, Ayin Gimel, there's an article on this very topic. Hitarech etzel chaver v'noda shakelem einam tivulim. So in Os Hey, of this article, which appears on page Kuf Chaf, the author says, Ubisefer Pisrei Halacha. It's Rabbi Forrest, Pisrei Halacha. On Almud Kuf Samach Hey. I'm assuming he's referring to the original red Sefer that was published before Artsville translated it. Sha'al es Baal HaBe'er Moshe. He asked the Be'er Moshe. Be'er Moshe was the Debret Sinu Rav. Zatzal.
Debret Ziner. That's a place in...
Debret Zin was a place, yeah.
Sorry, what country did that live in? I didn't think it was like...
Maybe Hungary? I don't know. His name was Reb Moshe Stern. So the Be'er Moshe Zatzal, V'misha Nimtza, Eitzel Echad, Shelo Taval Kelov, this very question. V'yeshlo Kli Mi Porcelain, Hayim Yechol Nahakev Lechol Mi Kelim Elu. V'yesha Sham Shebevadei Bevadei, Lo Yochav, Lo Yishta, Af Lo Bekli Porcelain, Mabayis Kazeh. Kibuzet Posha Yad LePoshim. You're basically encouraging them to be sinful. Pretty machmir. The gam mitzad adin asalal me'achar shekein darka litbol beveso. If you normally are makbir to tovel porcelain kalim, what right do you have to be makel on porcelain kalim just because you happen to be in this guy's house? All right, this is a pretty stringent view. Ve'im hu adam chashav etzarech lo mimenu tova gedol az yasek chachmaso kedas mala. So it's okay, and if you it's a certain type of relationship that you can't compromise, then use your judgment as to how to best navigate the situation. That was the answer that he got. Well. In the Sefer Orchos Habayis, L'Hagon Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita Perek Tes Sivav B'Kitzer HaDvorim D'Lechol Olishtos B'Kiosk O B'Beis Aracha O Eitzel Yisrael She'inu Nisar L'Hatil Kelov Im Heim Kelim Shel Zuchuchis, which is D'Rabbanan Ef Shel L'Hakel B'Shas HaTzorech Aval B'Kli Mataches Afilu Kapis O Mazleig. Your question. G'day L'Hachmir Kevon Shalarov Poskim Ikra Chiyub Kli Mataches Min HaTorah V'chomor Yosem Yizachuches. Of course. So you have a number of different opinions on this matter. I didn't look it up before, but he cites here also a tshuva from the Riv Avos Ephraim, Riv Avos Ephraim from Riv Ephraim Greenblatt, Zatzal Chelek Hay, Simon Tuf Pei Os Yud Beis. Yesh Anashim Shelo Yodim Sheish Lahat Bil Esa Klei Achila, or Es Klei Ha Achila, Vitzarech Lahodim. It writes there that there are people that don't know about Tilos Kalim, and if that's the case, you have to tell them. It would be forbidden for you to continue eating on those kalim. So again, another on the side of the equation for being machmir. Just to round out the discussion, and I guess to even out the scale a little bit, you'll recall that we cited previously, and the author of this article brings it here as well, the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzedek Bekash L'Rocha, Sefer Tfilas Kelim, Perek Gimel Ha'arachaf, Hevi Dehagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, Ta'an, De'af Sheho Tzal Me'akli, Ne'achshav Kishtam Shus, Lachin Kli Shekvar Neschai B'Tfil Asa Le'achol Mimenu, Ach Efshav De'kevon Shekli Eino Shel Ha'ochel, it's not yours, you're not the bailam of it. It's not your place to tovel it. V'afshaaf also l'shtamish gam b'kli shal Yisrael acher. Aval kishu rak motzi esa ochel. But if you're just taking food out of a kli that was given to you, efshar l'hakel. But this is where he makes that distinction, which you just asked me about. Lo yishtamish b'kaf o mazlig hata'on tfila. Ach im ha'reich yodeh shabal b'ayis rotsa l'kavda b'ochen shu Sam otam al kelim shul hutblu nachal nehimana v'lo ligrom lo laso saver. If you could avoid it, you should try to avoid it, not give him the iser of using kelim that haven't been tovled. But ba'asher husham, if you can't and you're already in that situation, then he makes a distinction between those things which you need and which those things which you don't need. Just where you're taking food off and you could just easily have the food on the table, then that'll be one thing. But if
what's the sound of the fork? Fork is the same.
I guess a fork should be that way, unless it's the type of thing that you have to cut up, but...
What is something that is... Yeah, what...
I guess a bowl. You can't have soup off the table.
Right.
Maybe,
a spoon,
maybe a spoon, right. Right.
But why do we compare it to, like, something you can... Like, no person eats anything off a table. Like, why is that even, like, a consideration? This is the way people eat, so it...
Because you don't need it, so to speak.
But...
If you want to be machmir, you can certainly be machmir. I'm trying to give you svaras and give you shitas that look more favorably upon the situation. Yeah, it's always easy to be machmir.
Situation.
I'm sorry?
Situation.
Situation, yeah. All right, let me just end with two last points here. Tshuva from the Avnei Yashbe, which he quotes here a few times. Chilek Gimel Simen Ayin Dalad Nishal Mechabura Balas Mechabura Balas Tshuva Shebiksha Mehahorim Shala Litbol HaKelem Shem Kanu Migoy. Girl, I guess, goes to Israel, comes home, realizes that her parents don't tovel their dishes, and she asks them to tovel out dishes, and they say no.
I said, we're not doing it?
Yeah, we're not doing it.
If we don't want to.
I don't know if this is the case. She'ela ha'im mutala lechol b'kelem sh'nitzayim b'beis horeha sh'lo tovulim. Can she continue eating in her parents' house or in her aunt's home on dishes that haven't been, her grandmother's home, on dishes that haven't been tovul? V'heishiv d'hine ha'isa h'shtamshus b'kli she'eno tovul m'dar banan. According to some. K'divri ha'bir ha'lacha and she'en chav gimel siv zayin. V'zeh afil b'kelem sh'chivam b'tvila min ha'torah. We discussed this at the very beginning of our limud. Ubechol zel sa isul shtamish mehumi darbanan. V'chein ra'isi b'tshuvas or yitzchak. Yordeya chelak aleph. Shekasav l'dinah d'bichyay gavna ein lo heter l'shtamish v'kelem she'enam tvulim. Kol ma shekasavta b'shem eza sefer. Kol meini snifim v'tzirufim l'heter. Es kulam yisa haruach. As the wind should just carry it all away. Wow. Es kulam yisa ruach. V'korei ni al ze ami be eitzo yishol umakolo yagidlo si psachim. Ulam. Parentheses. Im kfar mozog lo yesh lahatir. Dar hirak merukan es hakos oas hatalachas. If it's already served to you and then you're just emptying it out, then there might be room to be mekel. But again, at the outset, he's saying no, that would not be permissible. So I think the mekelim here are kedai heim lismoch aleihem. Certainly, if you make the distinction between those things which you need and those things which you don't need, the best thing to do would obviously try to prevail upon people to do the right thing, if you can do that. In that same tshuva, the author writes, "B'maisa she'adam ochel etzel krovei mishpacha v'nodelo she'akelim einam tevulim ha'ikar ladina hu she'asul alaham shechleachol sh'arei isur l'shtamish b'kli she'no tovul gam ein ha'kli shelo avalam ha'chomer she'akelim hu charisina kevin she'ish b'zem ha'chlok esam tzarech tevila yochel l'smocha ha'poskim ha'mekilim. V'zeh kamuvan shehasakum hu kvar tovel o shehasakum mi plastic." Coming back to the other issue, in most cases, the dishes, the plates, the bowls that you're using don't need tefillah. That's another thing that we should mention. Most of those things are klicheres. They don't need tefillah. Oh, they're glazed? We already said that's not what we're talking about. That's not mitzupa bezechuchas. The silverware is going to be the silverware, and the glasses are going to be the main problem.
The glasses would be the real.
I mean, I guess you could say I could technically, I could drink it out of the bottle. I could technically drink it out of the bottle. But I guess if you
get the soup out of the pot.
I guess if you could choose. No, but again, the bowl is not the problem here. The soup bowl is not the problem. It would be the spoon. Why using the spoon? Oh, because I don't want to just drink it out of the bowl. Technically, I could drink it out of the bowl.
Yeah, but the bull. Oh, you're saying because the bull.
I'm saying now I'm giving you another eitza that really probably saves a lot of the issues. The food was cooked in pots that probably didn't have tefillah, but there's nothing you can do about that now, right? That's not a problem for you. The problem is you eating.
Right.
So the main thing that you're going to have to contend with is the silverware and maybe the glassware. So if you could choose between a glass and a, I don't know, some type of china cup or something, that would be best. But you have these other svaras here where you can rely on the fact that maybe you don't really need those things. It's not yours, you're not acquiring it, you're not borrowing it, he's using it. But yes, if a person has a choice between choosing something that would raise a question and something that's not going to raise a question, obviously better to, you know, better to do that. All right. Hopefully this will be just academic and no one here will be in this situation and it'll just be something interesting. Okay, we'll stop here.